want to see how we use water and where it really comes from. To do this, I take a novel and somewhat dangerous approach. It's 6:30 in the morning on a beautiful spring day. I'm going to wake my wife, Amy.
I'm sleeping. Stop it.
She's not a morning person at all, yet I'm going to risk following her today to solve a mystery. Where does 1,800 gallons of water a day go? Listen carefully, because it's hidden throughout her morning routine. It even includes water from China. Of course, there's the standard uses of water for personal hygiene, but pay attention to the next non-obvious water-consuming steps.
What are you wearing today?
Clothes?
Again, not a morning person. She puts on a cotton shirt, pants, and leather shoes, then down to the kitchen to have breakfast and a cup of coffee, which helps socialize her in the morning. Next, she packs a lunch.
Sandwich, roast beast, and an apple.
Then off to class. This mundane routine used nearly 2,000 gallons of water. Let's go over it looking for explicit and hidden uses of water. There's the obvious uses of water. An American uses each day 120 gallons for hygiene, drinking, and cooking. To conserve this water requires changes in personal behavior and improvements in technology. Derek Winstanley, head of the Illinois State Water Survey, explains the first.
Every time you turn on the faucet, you can make sure you turn it off when you're not actually taking water. You know, if you turn your back to the faucet in the kitchen, turn it off rather than leave it running. You can take somewhat shorter showers. You can use less water irrigating the lawn. You can use less water cleaning your car. So every time you use water, you can, if you're conscientious, you can use somewhat less water.
In addition, a homeowner should fix running toilets, dripping faucets, and use low-flow toilets and shower heads. Still, that 120 gallons a day represents only about 7% of our water consumption of 1,800 gallons. Let's continue looking for that missing 1,600 gallons. To produce that small amount of milk used on my wife's cereal took an astonishing 57 gallons of water. To reach the point where a cow makes 6 ounces of milk requires water for crops, for sustaining the animal, and for cleaning her stall. The same for Amy's cup of coffee. It uses, of course, water from the tap, but making the coffee beans required 40 gallons of water. And the lunch she packed used hundreds of gallons, too.
A sandwich, roast beast, and an apple.
The bread in her sandwich took about 11 gallons per slice, the apple about 19 gallons. Yet not only food, but every manufactured article in our home uses water in its production. This means that, in a sense, much of our water comes from China. Recall the cotton shirt my wife put on, 528 gallons of water to produce. The leather shoes, an astonishing 2,112 gallons. Now, of course, one wears a shirt or shoes many, many times, so we need to take an average. For a U.S. citizen, that amounts to 1,800 gallons a day, of which they consume 120 gallons domestically, and the rest for producing the food and products we use. So, while we must keep an eye on managing domestic supplies like the Mohammed Aquifer, we must also think globally to understand the true economic, social, and environmental costs of water. For AM 580 News, I'm Bill Hammack.